Crows Chat with Ebony Marinoff.
Ebony Marinoff on the left gets the first for the Crows.
And Tomo.
Massive week in football.
Massive show
on Triple M. Crows fans, hello to you. Welcome to another edition of Crows Chat with Ebony Marinoff and Tomo, the six-time All-Australians, three-time premiership player. Ebs, hello.
Tomo, how are we?
Really, really well. I've got to do that sort of every intro now because you come on here, you beat your chest, and you're like, you know who I am sort of style, don't you, every time.
Oh, you keep me humble. You keep me humble, let me tell you that.
Hey, we've got a big show coming up. You went one-on-one with Chelsea Randall throughout the week. This is a fantastic chat.
Yeah, she's awesome. Always great to listen to, and I think all Crows fans love listening to Chelsea Randall. And yeah, it's just an incredible journey. I think as a player and seeing all the young girls come in now, there is probably a sense of entitlement of this is what it is. But when you hear someone like Chelsea Randall talk about how she got into footy and what she had to do and what hurdles she had to face, you get brought back to earth pretty quick. And remarkable story. And just, yeah, we're so lucky to have her. I think if you look back when she was in Western Australia, to think that she now calls South Australia home.
Yeah.
It's pretty amazing.
So I had no idea till probably about 6 weeks ago when I was speaking to her lovely partner, MJ, about the journey of those two together. And obviously their little fella, Tommy, now. It's a pretty cool story.
Yeah, and it's probably one that, you know, you don't really appreciate as much because naturally we're all just being brought up in AFL.
Yeah.
And, you know, the men, like the wives have the kids and the boys go off to work and don't have to worry about getting up and feeding. Not that Chelsea does, but now she's got a little fella and, you know, gets to run out with Tommy through the banner. Just like amazing core memories that she'll have forever. But yeah, going back to just having Chelsea Randall here in a part of our state as well as the footy club, very lucky and a wise decision when David Noble went to her home in the Pilbara when she was working and convinced her to come over to good old little Adelaide.
Yeah.
And yeah, like I said, calls Adelaide home and yeah, wonderful family and yeah, just an incredible story because yeah, just you don't really hear many of them.
No, that's
she's
right.
She's an insightful person and someone who's really passionate about the club.
Yeah, we'll get into that chat very, very shortly. Also, need to touch base because you're trying to bring State of Origin back to this great state of ours, Ed. We'll
absolutely
talk about that.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. I think like I've been out of the system for a few years in terms of like under 18s. Like I've been playing AFL for 8 years, and it's just one thing, you know. You see that even the Olympics this year, they get to represent their country, and representing your state is something that you really miss. I think it's the best thing, you know, when you're a proud South Australian or you're a proud Victorian or Western Australia, whatever. Like, I think when you talk to people when they get to put on that jumper, it's incredibly special and it means a lot. And I think, we want to see it more. We want to see athletes be able to represent their state, no matter if they're, you know, back in youth girls or youth boys, like that it's just a thing. And I think the boys love it as well. They used to have it back in the day and I'd love to see, you know, the women's, it'd be cool because we'd get to really see where people are from, their state and
Crows Chat.
Triple M's Crows Chat with Ebony Marinoff and Tomo. And throughout the week, Ebs went one-on-one with the great Chelsea Randall. Down at West Lakes, here's how it played out.
Chelsea Randall, thanks for joining me.
It's a pleasure, Ebony Marinoff.
Oh my God, it's been a long journey with you, but can you tell us how you arrived in South Australia and what brought you to good old little Adelaide?
Yeah, well, at the time, I was actually living up in a place called Newman, up in the Pilbara, so it was about a 13-hour drive from Perth. And David Noble, who was working for the Crows at the time, paid a visit up to my small town community up there. And we had a good old chat and offered me a position as a marquee player for the Adelaide Crows and jumped at the thought of that and packed up everything and my dog and bits and pieces and came across and, moved to Adelaide. And I wasn't sure. I thought maybe only 6 months and just see how things go. And now it's, been 8 years, bought a house, got a fiance.
I was going to say, and a
son,
baby.
and our baby boy, Tommy. So, yeah, it's awesome.
When you, the opportunity arose, did you come to Adelaide? What did you like about Adelaide?
When I came, I think the thing that stood out first was actually just the people, straight away. I'm really big on just that culture and connection, and I really wanted to try and make an impact on female footy here in South Australia. Game development was kind of my, I guess, experience and background when I was working in WA for the Footy Commission. So, you know, running girls programs, multicultural, Indigenous, everything to do with footy. And so really saw that there was a gap in the female footy pathway here in South Australia, and really wanted to try and, I guess, close that gap so that we could try and put female footy here on the map a bit more. And yeah, just try and help keep the competition and AFLW the first ever year. Didn't really want games that were like blowouts. So if we could spread the talent out a little bit across Australia, it would mean that we'd have closer games, hopefully more spectators would come in and view those and enjoy them. And yeah, and I think that's, you know, what ended up happening. We had quite a few close ones, and even the grand final was,
five,
6 points in the end. So yeah, it was great.
You speak about, I guess, building the pathway through Adelaide and South Australia and regional, and you had a lot to do that when you were working in the footy club in the game development role. What have you seen grow? Like, obviously it has grown in spades, but what's been the most exciting thing that you've seen, because you have been here and at the forefront of the growth in women's footy?
Well, I guess when I first moved to Adelaide, I was the female community programs officer for the Crows, and within the first 2 weeks we started up a Crows Cup carnival, and we had a couple of schools. I think we had like 13 kind of schools turn up for this carnival, which was awesome. And now, you know, that Crows Cup carnival has taken off over the years. We've got over 30 different carnivals, and over, you know, thousands of girls now playing footy, which just gives them an opportunity to try it in a safe space with their school friends. And then they're able to just, you know, maybe if they enjoy it at school doing this carnival, then they'll more than likely sign up to a junior girls footy team and then continue and start their pathway in footy. So that was the concept and idea of that, and that's, you know, I'm proud that that kind of has taken off.
It's all in zones now. Yeah, that's how big it's gotten.
Yeah, it's great. But I think in that very first year we had, it was something like 16 female footy teams prior to AFLW in that lower, like, youth age. And then it's jumped up to 67 just in those three months of the first AFLW. And now it's over 200 and 300 odd something teams, but... or clubs, I should say, but
we need more ovals.
Yeah, we need more ovals, more umpires, more coaches. Yeah, but yeah, it's amazing how fast it took off in a space of just 3 months of that first AFLW comp.
Yeah, it's crazy. And being, you know, I guess, do you call Adelaide home now?
Yeah, I do. It's a special place to me. Honestly, like I said, I'd never probably pictured myself with my two feet landing here in SA, but. The club's just given me everything. The game itself has given me so many opportunities. Just the friendships, lifelong friendships that I've connected with people, both players, staff, coaches. And yeah, when you build that connection, you just want that around you and that network forever. Yeah, I moved around a fair bit when I was younger, and so to kind of find, like, I guess, my people is something really special. And yeah, it's, I just love everything about it. I love that you can go to any beach in South Australia and take your dog.
And is that a nothing in Western Australia?
Yeah, in WA you have to Google and see if it's a dog beach. And if it's not, you can get fined. So if you rock up to a beach, there'll be a sign and it says on the left, you've dog beach, on the right, a non-dog beach, so that you can't go to the right. So yeah, it's interesting.
You go, I do love
WA beaches, and I still love WA. It's always hold a very special place in my heart, that's for sure. But SA is, yeah, a bit more home for me right now.
Favourite beach in South Australia then?
Ooh.
Because they're all dog beaches.
Yeah, they're all dog beaches. I don't know. There's some good, like our local one is just like kind of Grange area and stuff, and it's nice and flat. But WA beaches are bloody beautiful. They're pristine. But yeah, always love going to the beach when I get back home in WA as well.
And fave memory?
In AFLW?
Yeah, just like it probably, you know, over the last few years, like at the game has evolved. Like, what's your fave memory being at the core front of, I guess, change in the ever evolving?
There's actually so many. Like, you know, we already just spoke about just seeing the growth and development of female footy and seeing the young ones, like a young 18-year-old girl playing footy and coming into the Crows now. Like, she is so much more talented than I was when I was an 18-year-old because she's had all this talent pathways and these resources. Yeah. Like, it's phenomenal to see just if you build it, you know, they do come and they just thrive in those kind of opportunities. And it's awesome that we've got to that stage now that we can support those young female athletes coming into an AFLW system. Obviously, the grand final in 2019, well, each one was very special. The 2017, 2022 was very different. Yeah, but 2019, obviously, having that 53,000 people was, yeah, phenomenal for the state, for the game, for our team, yeah, for the individuals that played it and just everyone that, you know, came to the game or saw it. I think just it was a relief off my shoulders that you could kind of stop trying to prove that yep. female football should be here. So for me, it was like just this acceptance from society. And so for me, that was really powerful.
Mm. And you speak about the culture of the club and being at the forefront of that with Aaron Phillips and yourself leading the way. It took us a bit through being able to inspire the next generation and your leadership, like obviously phenomenal leader and always present yourself, I guess, lead from the front and never expect anything less from yourself and others. Like, where does that come from?
It's interesting. I don't really know. You never ask to be a leader, you know. It just organically either happens and fell my way at times. I remember being 11-year-old at my primary school and one of the school teachers was like, I'm going to make you the captain of the boys' team. And I was like, I'm just trying to find my place, let alone, like, you know, put me in the spotlight in the boys' team. But he had that belief in me and that was, you know, really kind of him. At age 17, I was the vice captain of our state, like, WA team, and then Swan District's captain for a few years. So, yeah, I guess I had experience in some regard of some leadership roles, but nothing like, you know, at the AFLW level at the Crows where, you know, really we had a third of our team living and training in Darwin, and the other two-thirds down in Adelaide. Like, the concept of how you bring those people together that have really only just met one another, I was excited by that challenge of, you know, bringing good people together to create, like, good things. And the focus was never, you know, to win a premiership. It was just, how can I make my experience here and the people's experience, the players' experience, just a really memorable, exciting, fun time that people just, whenever they walk through the Adelaide Crows doors, they were like, oh, I just can't wait to be here. I can't wait to see my mates. I can't wait to train. I'm just excited and pumped to be a part of it. And if I could, you know, help kind of navigate that and create that space where everyone just wanted to be there, I think then it would just naturally, you know, people want to work for each other, people want to trust and connect with one another, they want to stay later and have dinner with one another. And so you build that, and then sometimes that reflects onto the field as well, which it was lucky it did in our case as well, which was cool.
Okay, awesome. Thanks so much for joining me today, Randy.
You're welcome, my friend. All good.
Massive round of football coming up this weekend. Ebs cannot wait. The Anzac Day round is always set to be a beauty. And once again, Collingwood and Essendon kick things off on Thursday. Should be brilliant. But I tell you what, for the first time in the club's history, an Anzac Day Guernsey for the Crows, and it looks incredible.
Yeah, they've done a fantastic job. And I love that, you know, it's not just your Collingwood and your Essendon being able to really, I guess, set that tradition. I think they're gonna do it really well down in North Melbourne. I think they're in Tasmania, I think the boys play.
Yes, correct.
Yes, yeah. So you can imagine, you know, what the Hobart touch. But, it looks epic. And they've actually sold out online, but you can jump on crowsmania.com.au and you can pre-order them. They should be here by June. But they went nuts. So they're going to have to do a massive pre-order, but they'll be there. But hopefully, I think there's still some at Crowmania, but there was a big line last week.
Oh, yeah.
So they might be sold out there.
Oh,
so
yeah,
maybe give Crowmania a call before you head down to West Lakes.
Yeah, you got to get in early. I tell you what, the expected release date is the 9th of June as well. So you should be able to have it mid-year. But yeah, make sure you hit that up.
Crows chat.
Now, Ebs, a couple of weeks ago, over Gather Round, we're still talking about it. We're trying to milk everything out of it, aren't we? Let's be brutally honest about things. You were at a chat, and they were talking about State of Origin and the potential to bring it in that weekend with AFLW, yeah?
Yeah, I think we could go back onto Gather Round, but it was probably missing something from the girls because, you know, it's all the men are playing and they're playing in country, you know, up in
Mount Barker.
And we actually had the State Under-18s play in Victoria that weekend.
Yeah,
so our South Australian Under-18s played Victoria Metro. And
yep.
We were thinking, well, why is that game not played in South Australia? You know, the whole of the country's here. We just thought, yeah, I remember the boys playing. They did a State of Origin, like, it was probably in 2017, 2018. And, you know, they got to wear the green and gold. But more or less going back to the State of Origin. Of,
yeah, proper.
You know, yeah, like,
yeah.
You know, the
SA
V of the South
v.
Australia.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I was pretty young, but you just remember it. Like, and representing your state is something so special and something that both men and women really don't get to do when they're at the elite level because it's just all, I guess, club land. Mm. But, oh, it'd be amazing. And I truly think when you come from a state, you are so passionate about it. I would be surprised if both men and women were against it. It's probably the hesitant. Well, it is apparently
it's
the clubs being hesitant, and they're you know with the new CBA, I think some of these players would be on you know $1 million.
Mm.
So is that one game worth it? But I just think it's such an important thing.
Well, I think it would be a fantastic curtain raiser, to be honest. Like especially you know whether it was at Nord or at a Mount Barker or something like that, the AFLW. State of Origin would be brilliant, I reckon, because at the moment, there's no official ties with the season in clubland with AFLW. So it gives a reason for everyone to come together. You play SA versus Vic or whether it's Vic and Ally, whatever it is, would be a great initiative.
Oh, absolutely amazing. And you speak about the Allies and yeah, I'd love to represent South Australia.
Yeah.
But yeah, God, the Allies, that team would really give, you know, the Victorians fair crack.
Now, you talk to me about this. You know this competition inside out. You've been involved for numerous years. Would SA be able to stick it up to the rest of them?
Absolutely, yeah.
Definitely?
Yeah. And it's a good question because we've actually won the state national championships and yeah, we don't have anyone left in the sample because there's 8 teams in Victoria, so that talent is thin. But our talent and our sample program in the women's space, because you know I know that quite heavily, it's second to none. And clubs are actually sending their girls over to play sample now. And I think you've even seen that in the men. Like there's a few players that get delisted at the end of the year, and you know they end up at marquee clubs in Eagles as such. Like there's been so many and I think Luke Partington.
Yep.
When he came back, Will Snelling's back from Bombers. God, you could rattle them off.
30 years ago, I want to delve back to now though, SA versus Victoria, because where a lot of Adelaide Crows featured in that game, that famous victory over the Vics. Quite incredible what happened in 1994. Let me rattle off some of these names. So these have either played for the Crows at the time or we're going to in future, okay? Andrew Jarman, Tony Modra, Nigel Smart, Troy Bond, the skipper, Chris McDermott, Simon Tregenza, Darren Jarman, Mark Rusciuto, Ben Hart, Rod Jamieson, Sean Wren, and Greg Anderson. How's that for a list?
Wow. you can understand why they got the Vicks. How many times did they get the Vicks?
So there would have been numerous ones throughout it all. And Graham Corns, obviously the inaugural coach of the Adelaide Football Club, he just absolutely loved it. I had a conversation with him a couple of years ago and he just built these games up like you wouldn't believe. Like, we cannot lose against Victoria. I loved it.
Yeah, and that's what you miss.
Oh, yeah.
When you can imagine speaking to Graham Corns, how passionate he'd be about it. Mm. And then that just flows on and, you know, it's all guns.
Bring it back,
bring it back. I'm starting a petition because, we need to get back to where we come from.
Change.org, that's what it is.
Let's go. Whatever it is. AFL, it's coming back. State of Origin.
Crows Chat.
Now the completion of the show here at Triple M's Crows Chat with Ebony Marinoff and Tomo. If you missed any of it, make sure you hit it up on listener, L-I-S-A-T, and your chat with Chelsea Randall was supreme, Ebs.
Oh, thank you. Nah, it was awesome. She's one of a kind, and yeah, can't wait to. She's got 2 years still left, so we still she's let go of the captaincy, so but we still get to have her around for a couple of years.
Nah, I like it, mate. I'll see you next week. Enjoy your week.